Brian Finn is here with the business news.
Mary, thank you. Businesses across Europe are preparing for the world's first carbon border tax. The Carbon Border Adjustment Mechanism, or CBAM, comes into effect in its initial guise on Sunday. It will affect some Irish importing companies. Cara Lynch is tax partner and head of customs and international trade services at BDO. So what exactly is this, Carl, and who does it affect?
Hi, good morning. The Carbon Border Adjustment Mechanism, or CBAM, is essentially what's going to be a tax on imports of products which contain embedded greenhouse emissions or carbon emissions. It's going to come in two phases. So the first phase, starting on Sunday, will require companies who are importing products to give a report back into the EPA and revenue with regard to the amount of carbon emissions in their products. And then the second phase will apply a tax to those emissions. And so really, it's not all products being imported, but it's products which have heavy carbon emissions. So you're talking about your iron, steel, aluminium, fertilizer, ammonia. So very heavily weighed towards the construction and farming industry.
And is the idea here to level the playing field for companies that produce these products within the EU and are already paying taxes on them?
Exactly. So what the EU is trying to do is prevent carbon leakage. So what they don't want is a situation where it's more expensive to buy those products within the EU because of the emissions trading scheme here, as opposed to purchase them from outside the EU and pay a lower cost.
And would there be an argument there that that's a protectionist stance, and could that fall foul of World Trade Organization rules?
That argument has definitely been made. But the EU has confirmed that it does not fall foul of the WTO rules because it's not specific to any particular country. It's applying across the board for all of these products, no matter where they're imported from.
OK, so phase one comes into effect on Sunday. Are businesses generally aware of this, and what preparations do they have to put in place for this?
I would say, to be honest, and I think you'll see it from the media news as well, that most companies are not aware of this. There you might have received over the last week or two a letter from the Revenue and the EPA just advising you that this is coming into effect and that they will be contacting you further. But there has been very little information out there on it. And I would say 90% of companies have probably never even heard of it.
And are there fines if you're not compliant?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you'll have to make your report on the 1st of January, and that'll cover this quarter, so October, November and December. If you're non-compliant, then you will be charged. The suggestion is, the proposal is to charge €50 per tonne of unrecorded carbon. So that can mount up pretty quickly.
And for companies who are not aware of this, might be finding out about it now, what should they do between now and Sunday?
There's very little time. I think the first thing is to actually find out what it's about. Now, you can read all the regulations, or if you want to Google BDO and CBAM, we have written a couple of explainers which will talk you through exactly what's required and what it's all about. So, to be honest, I'd recommend doing that as a first step. Then, secondly, what you need to do is you need to look at what you're importing and see, are they covered by the regulation? And you do that by checking what's called the tariff classification on your imports and checking, are those tariff classifications on the regulation? And then thirdly, you really need to get in contact with your suppliers as a matter of urgency and get them to give you the data that's needed for that report, because it's a very detailed report and you won't have that information. You're going to need to go out to your suppliers to get that.
Cara Lynch of BDO, thank you very much indeed.